Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did we really? Yeah. Well, we started off pretty slow. I mean, it was pretty ugly on offense for a decent part of the day. Had a lot of chances, but our defense played incredible, you know, after getting blasted for the last week. Really proud of them. Thought the energy was great. Thought there was a good message last night by Jalen, and I think the guys responded well.
Aaron Rodgers, following the victory over the Indianapolis Colts, wasn't thrilled with the offensive performance. They only got over 200 yards slightly. Did put up 24 points off of turnovers. But the wide receivers were basically non-existent. 6 yards from DK Metcalf, 4 from Roman Wilson, 56 from Calvin Austin, 66 total yards from wide receivers. That ain't going to cut it. So the Steelers add Marquez Valdez-Scantling to the practice squad. Are they done adding? Today is the NFL's trade deadline, and you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off this weekend with a juicy Week 10 matchup between the Cardinals and Seahawks. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Right now we are joined by Jeff Hathorn. It's the Hawk Report, Harry. The Hawk Report. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Visa credit card. 2% cash back on every swipe. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning. When you said initially that you can't count on much, you could always count on, and I was going to say, Omar, to be unpredictable. And you used to think you knew what the Steelers are going to be, but now, I mean, you don't know. And I think there is a possibility they could add, although it seems like Scantling kind of fills that role of the Mike Williams. Like, he's not quite an insurance blanket, but he's somebody in there that could take the top off and has a little different body type.
I'm with you on that. I think if DK Metcalf, knock on wood, were to go down, he's a reasonable facsimile. But you're right about Omar. You just never know what this guy's going to do. I started off the show saying that Aaron Rodgers has played well enough to merit the addition of a true number two wide receiver. Do you think they'd be willing to part with premium draft picks to do it, Jeff? A day two pick, a third round pick, because according to the Adam Schefters of the world, the asking price on a lot of these wide receivers is high.
No, I don't. But, I mean, you never know. Teams get desperate. Here's the one question I have, though. For some of the receivers that are unhappy, you think they're going to be happy here? I mean, is it going to be a better situation? Like, leaving the Raiders and coming here to be behind DK in a system that wants to run it, that gets the ball to the tight ends, is that going to produce a happy guy? So for any guy that says, I want to be the guy, or I want more carries, or I want a long-term deal, I don't know if that's going to happen in Pittsburgh.
I wonder if Rashid Shaheed would then fit the bill, because he's had a productive season, about 500 yards, but it can't possibly be fun being a New Orleans Saint. And I wonder if that might be the kind of guy who would come in here and, hey, I'm not the guy, but Olave is really the guy down there. Maybe there's the fit.
Yeah, Olave's contract doesn't scare me. From what you hear about the guy, it seems like he would be a team first. He'd be, you know, excited to get out of there from a where the team is at standpoint. He kind of fits the body that you want. He's a 1,000-yard guy. I mean, I think all of that fits. It's just, I don't know how many teams would be interested. I don't know what the asking price is. But yeah, I agree with you. I think if you're looking for an ideal fit or an ideal guy that you probably wouldn't have to give up the farm for, Chris Olave would be it. Even though he's, you know, there's options picked up for next year. It's expensive, but it's affordable.
And he's got that significant concussion history. Anybody you acquire is going to have some kind of warp. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Asante Samuel Jr. has been cleared to return to football activity. The Steelers medical team actually performed the surgery on him, so they might know more about him than anybody else. I'm just using him, though, Jeff, as a jumping off point. We saw they released Beanie Bishop yesterday. Do you think they have any desires to add a cornerback to that room?
I mean, yeah, but they probably wouldn't need to add one until Thursday, and then he'd start on Sunday.
Right. That seems to be the way to do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Right? Baptism by fire.
Right. Yeah, I think, I think they're poking around at all kinds of different options. You know, we've seen them be fairly aggressive. I mean, added Peppers, added Duggar. I mean, when there are issues, they're not afraid to go out and find options. And, I mean, those options really didn't cost you anything. So, yeah, I think that's a possibility that they could look into that. And maybe that would be someone that after Tuesday, when you have a little bit more time and see where he's at. But, man, I like what I saw from that secondary. Pressure had something to do with it, but they stepped up last week. And, man, I mean, I brought him up as an aside, but what Duggar did.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't care how many years you played in the league or what your role has been, to come in on a Thursday, and maybe they should kind of keep that similar plan of, okay, let's just keep this simple. You know, Peyton Wilson said something last week that kind of stuck with me. He's like, you know, this defense should be really good if we only had two plays. Well, maybe that's what they need, is just simple, go after it, don't overthink it. And, man, the results were amazing on Sunday.
What do they say? Brevity is the soul of wit. Perhaps simplicity can be the key to the Steelers' defense. I pride myself. I'm watching a lot of football. Jeff, I know you do, too. I think we know what we're talking about. I didn't notice Kyle Duggar on Sunday. And to me, that's the biggest compliment I could pay the guy. And from a simplicity standpoint, I agree that they should do more of that moving forward, at least until it doesn't work. Do you think that was only because of the injury circumstances that they were dealing with, or do you think this is who they could be now for the next couple of games?
I mean, I think a lot of it was because they had a new guy in the back who was communicating, playing every damn snap because of the scenario. The other thing is, like, maybe they just kind of lucked into something with Jalen Ramsey, and I don't know if I'd move him. You know, especially if you get Peppers back, if he's back from his soft tissue injury, or even, you know, you could move Echols in, have Echols in the slot. I mean, I understand you got a guy like that who can play different positions. And I'm not saying that I'm 100% against him playing some more slot if you have Chuck Clark back. But, man, I kind of like him in that position.
He's so violent, Jeff. I thought early on Tyler Warren knew he was going to be in for a long day. And I bet you if you gave Jalen Ramsey truth serum, he's not all that upset about drawing that flag late in the game. I think he wanted to send a message with what he said on Saturday night, according to his teammates. And I think he sent that message in a big way on Sunday.
You know, I think it's like sometimes when a player moves in a position in baseball where it's like, okay, I'm moving to the older position, and there's a stigma that goes with it. I wonder if Woodson felt that, you know, when he moved from corner to safety, is they were like, oh, man, now I got to play safety. but he played it at a high level and won a Super Bowl. So, you know, maybe he could call Rod and say, you know what, you could still be a really good player and really impactful at the safety position, because it would even be doubtful, you know, if Slay is out, would they put Ramsey out there full-time? Probably not. So why not fix him at a position where you don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun? I mean, it doesn't look like he's going to return, but even if he does, you could always move. If you get a full backfield again, secondary I'm talking about, you can move him back. But I like him at safety after that one game.
And I think part of it is, too, if he has a constant position and everyone has their roles defined, perhaps you'll see less of those miscommunication errors that have plagued them, well, really going back a couple of years. Last thing here for you, Jeff, on the Steelers. We were all, I think, pleasantly surprised that Isaac Seumalo played on Sunday. Then he gets re-injured. That never is good. Do you think maybe they add depth on the offensive line here prior to the deadline? And how damaging could an injury to Seumalo be with him being such a good left guard for them and then allowing Calvin Anderson to be that sort of swing tackle?
And how it affects potentially Broderick Jones.
Exactly.
Not having Seumalo there. I mean, they have been high on Spencer Anderson for years. And like him, I know he had a big, obvious mistake in the game, but it is somebody that they have liked. I think that's why you signed in Andres Pete, who didn't get a helmet, but you know he's a guy you could put at guard or tackle. So he would be someone that could at least be in the mix or would be a backup in that scenario. So, yeah, it stinks. And I was kind of surprised that he played this week because, you know, those pec injuries normally take a little time. And, man, you think about a 300 guy you're trying to move and how much wear that's going to have, you know, on your pec. Hopefully he can get a couple of weeks, you know, and come back, you know, around Thanksgiving and be ready to go. I don't say that from any medical knowledge. I'm just saying, you know, if he has to miss a couple of weeks, missing the Bengals wouldn't be the worst thing, although I know what happened out there last time. And hey, you're Spencer Anderson. Here's your shot. Here's a shot to really show what you could do if you get a little bit of a run.
Yeah, he could wind up being the future at that position. Texter writes in, good morning, I enjoy your show. I really like Jeff Hathorn. He's very knowledgeable and insightful. I second that. Jeff, the Penguins blew it last night, and they played, I think, as well through 40 minutes as they've played all season. It reminded me of those early Mike Sullivan days when all the talk was speed, 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 and it's team speed because of how connected they are with the system. And then all the wheels fell off, and I really think you needed a save from Tristan Jarry on that second goal. That was a softie, and then the floodgates open. Two-parter here. One, could this be the kind of game that could start a spiral? Maybe I'm just looking for reasons not to believe in this team. And B, do you go right back to Jarry on Thursday against the Caps? Because we have seen him have bad moments, and then he does go in the tank.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. First, I'm glad you got my text. Second, in the second period, I did think it was the best they had played. And it's like, hey, this works. Look at how you're suffocating this Toronto team. And then you're right. I think it did, kind of like with the turnovers with the Steelers defense, the floodgates open on Tristan Jarry. Yeah, I want to say this. It's early November. October was surprisingly awesome for the Penguins. I think there's a reality with this team that they're probably not as good as the way they played in October. But even that loss, I mean, they played really well and showed that they are right there. And some of the Kindle with a couple of goals. I mean, they've got guys right on the doorstep. But I think you're going to have, you know, some runs, whether it's a month or a couple of weeks, where it's just not going to be as good. And they played a really bad period. Let's see how they respond. And man, I know you feel this way too. I can't wait for Thursday. I mean, I don't know how many more of these we got. And I mean, we grew up in I'm older than you, obviously, but you know, to watch Crosby and Ovechkin and Malkin on the ice, I mean, it is just not going to happen many more times. Thursday's going to – I can't wait for that matchup.
I'm super jacked up for it too, Jeff. And Malkin looked like he was shot out of a cannon in those first 40 minutes last night. By the way, don't have a text from you. I'm guessing it didn't go through, but here's my guess. I'll take people behind the curtain. You were on the TV side last night for Pittman's Hoops, so I'm guessing that's what your text was. What was your first takeaway from this Pittman's Hoops team?
You know, there were some mistakes. There were turnovers. They rebounded a lot better, and they did do what Jeff Capel said they were going to do and play really hard. I mean, they were physical. It's Youngstown State, but Youngstown State is picked by some to win the Horizon League that Robert Morris is in. So it's not like it's a way down level from, you know, where the ACC is. I think they took some steps. You know, there's growth that needs to happen. A couple of freshmen need to play better. But I think it was a good first game against an opponent. We're going to find out next week when they go down to Morgantown.
Yeah,
that's going to be the one where you look at and say, all right, let's see a little bit more of what this team really is.
I'm with you on that. The way I viewed it, and I had the two TVs going last night, Jeff, I was pleasantly nice. Delighted whenever I flipped it on and I saw you setting things up there on the ESPN Plus side of things. I think Pitt has a lot of talent. I think early on it's going to be a grit thing, a rebounding thing, a defending thing. But I think with the talent, I think they can get better and better as the season goes on. And you have one returning starter, and he showed up last night. So I think that was a positive thing, too.
Yeah. And let me say this. How about Pitt right now as a top 10 recruiting class? I mean, they're bringing it from that standpoint, too. So it's looking better. I know last year there were a lot of close losses, and it was disappointing. But I do think they've found some footing. And maybe they're going to do like Pitt football, find freshmen.
Yeah.
Give them opportunities and then ride that wave because they've got 3 4-stars. And I don't remember ever where Pitt had 3 4-stars committed to them. And then, of course, it's the matter of keeping them.
Jeff, I'm a dumbass. People are texting in saying you were making a joke about that compliment. And yeah, I'm a moron. I only had 1.5 cups of coffee today. Usually I have 2. Perhaps that's the problem, or at least that's the excuse.
Well, you know, night games.
That was it. I was watching Pitt. I was watching the Penguins. I didn't get as much sleep as I'm used to. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Adam.
That is Jeff Hathorn with the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Jeff brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Yeah, that went right over my head. I am not sharp today. My apologies to Jeff. I thought he was insinuating that he texted me, hey, don't ask me about the Penguins. I was at the Pitt game last night. But Jeff watched the Penguin game after, because that's what Jeff does. I'm a moron. You can text insults in my direction at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, Jeff said a 3rd-round pick might be too lofty a price to pay for a wide receiver. Do you agree? Do I agree? Give me a ring, 412-928-9370. I'll answer my own question coming up next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking NFL news. Jordan Schultz, he who gets into fights with Ian Rappaport at Starbucks at the NFL Combine, NFL Insider, he reports the Cowboys are trading for Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson. So Jerry Jones, who was pounding his chest last night saying, we got a trade in the works, he gets a linebacker to play on his maligned defense. So Logan Wilson goes from the worst defense in the NFL to maybe the second worst defense in the NFL. This is great for the Steelers, though. The Steelers play the Bengals in a couple of weeks. The Bengals defense is terrible, and they just took a guy off the defense who's on pace for about 100 tackles this year. They've only got a couple of good players on that defense, Trey Hendrickson and Logan Wilson, and now they only have Trey Hendrickson, who's also the subject of multiple trade rumors. If any other trade news breaks over the course of the program, we will break in and we'll tell you about it, especially if it affects the Steelers. This one does, because now the Steelers are going to put up 60 on the Bengals in 2 weeks. Man, the Bengals are just horrendous defensively, and now they're going to be even worse. The Ravens, meanwhile, they made a trade yesterday, and I think they got potentially significantly better making this trade. They're acquiring edge rusher Draymond Jones from the Tennessee Titans in exchange for a conditional fifth. Jones has 19 pressures on the season. That is 7 more than any player on the Ravens. The Ravens have just 11 sacks on the season, second fewest in the NFL. So the Bengals get worse today. The Ravens get better yesterday. The Steelers maybe get incrementally better by adding Marquez Valdes-Scantling, though he's only on the practice squad. This just reinforces my opinion that the Steelers got to go out and keep up with the Joneses. You know, if they were sitting here at 5-3 and in the midst of the wild card race, I'd be saying, maybe Marquez Valdes-Scantling's enough. But you've got a 2-game lead in the AFC North. You've got a quarterback that's playing at a high level that probably deserves help. In fact, definitely deserves help. And you're vying for a home playoff game. Like, if the Steelers are going to get off the schneid and finally win a dang playoff game, you figure it'll happen with a really good quarterback and it'll happen at home. The Ravens just got better. The Ravens' schedule is easy. Go out and get a guy. The asking price, according to Adam Schefter, for Rashid Shaheed, who's got 500 receiving yards for the Saints this year, is a third-round draft pick. Jeff, in the last segment, he made a joke that went over my head. People are texting and calling me a dumbass. He said maybe they're unwilling to pay that kind of price. I would. Maybe not for Rashid Shaheed, but I'd be willing to give up a day two pick for Jaylen Waddle. That's for damn sure. And I'd be willing to give up a third round pick for Jacoby Myers and sign him to a long-term deal. Keep up with the Joneses. Give Rodgers a guy. Free DK Metcalf. He had 6 yards on Sunday. That can't continue. His head will explode. He'll start taking penalties. Rodgers' head may explode. You owe it to Rodgers. You've been gifted a terrible division. Go take advantage. 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on the trade deadline. When we come back, we're also going to test our trivia knowledge against Southside Jake. Are you smarter than a plumber? He has won 3 consecutive times. I got to get off the schneid. Texter, Adam, just want to let you know you're doing a great job by yourself, even being an idiot. It's an affliction that I've been dealing with my entire life. I've had a ton of practice. Southside Jake next. Your call's on the deadline at 412-928-9370.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. It is time for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Southside Jake has won 3 consecutive matchups. I missed Doran terribly. People are texting in that Harry, who is my trivia partner, for two consecutive headlines, has now said the Penguins gave up four goals in the fourth period. So I don't like my odds bouncing back against Southside Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake, good morning to you. Let's get right into this sucker here because people are champing at the bit to try to get in on this Steelers trade deadline talk.
All right. Well, good thing we do got some Steelers trivia here. So let's run with
that. Let's do it.
First question. Remember, you do have lifelines. Harry is your lifeline, and you do got 50-50, so really you don't have any lifelines besides 50-50.
That's very good.
All right. With Sunday's game against the Chargers, Cam Hayward will tie this individual in games played as a Steeler. A, Donnie Schell. B, Mike Webster. C, Hines Ward. Or D, Mel Blount.
Repeat the question.
With Sunday's game against the Chargers, Cam Hayward will tie this individual in games played as a Steeler. A, Donnie Schell. B, Mike Webster. C, Hines Ward. Or D, Mel Blount.
50-50.
50-50. All right. We are going to stay with A, Donnie Schell, and B, Mike Webster.
A, Donnie Schell, final answer.
B is the correct answer. 220 games puts him second on the all-time Steelers list behind Ben Roethlisberger at 239.
I suck.
And that was the easy one.
All right, go on.
All right. Come on, let's go. Get the morale up. I got faith in you as much as I don't want you to win.
Come on, Adam.
Come on, look, he's all down on himself right now. Jeez.
He's in a bad mood today.
I'm not feeling good. I'm a little under the weather. Harry's saying the Penguins blew the game in the fourth period. I missed an obvious joke by Jeff Hathorn that was a funny joke at that. So, yes, I am spiraling down the drain of despair. But do go on, as you are a plumber, and you could maybe help me unclog my drain of despair.
I will. In the 2018 game where the Steelers held a 27-7 lead going into halftime against the Chargers, in which they eventually lost the game 30-33. This player for the Chargers had a 73-yard punt return to tie the game 23-23 shortly into the fourth quarter. A, Justin Jackson. B, Travis Benjamin. C, Mike Williams. Or D, Desmond King.
So that was the game where they had John Bostic trying to cover Keenan Allen the whole time, right? That's when the Steelers got off to that 7-2-1 start and blew the division in just glorious fashion.
Do you know this?
Do I know the answer? No, I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah. All right, so since you're down on your luck today, your dog got kicked or whatever, I will tell you it is a former Steeler, or he has played for the Steelers. So that's the clue you're going to get.
Mike Williams.
D, Desmond King.
No! Oh! I remember when the Steelers traded for King, and I was like, their solution in the slot is finally here. And then he barely played. All right.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I guess we'll do the last one. I mean, it was pretty much a 50-50 there, Adam. I gave you two. This former Carolina Panthers defensive back is known for having the shortest NFL career ever, only lasting 5 seconds after a career-ending injury on the opening kickoff.
Oh, no.
Also known for the inaugural winner of the Bachelorette in 2003. So, shortest NFL career and inaugural winner of the Bachelorette in 2003. A, Ryan Sutter. B, Charlie Wallander. C, Eli Reid. Or D, Corey Gunter.
Corey Gunter, final answer.
You're wrong. A, Ryan Suter.
Get the hell out of here. See him.
Hope you feel better.
Yeah, thanks.
You didn't use me once.
You think they play four periods in hockey?
You didn't recognize a Jeff Hathorn joke. That's
Texter.
Nuts.
Andy got a question wrong, but they gave you the answer during the Steeler game on Sunday, moron. First of all, my name's Adam. Moron. And what? I can't go get dip? Can't get chips? I have to watch every single second of the broadcast?
You're in such a salty mood today.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little rough with me behind the scenes this morning. I was like, yeah, it's fine. That's usual. But now you're snapping at Jake. You're missing jokes.
I'm in a terrible mood.
You're pronouncing my mistakes more.
Well, I mean, for two consecutive headlines, for you to say the Penguins surrendered four goals in the fourth period, I do believe we have to make fun of you for that. What do you want the Steelers to do with the deadline? Matt in the Meadowlands chimes in. Matt, maybe you can save the show today.
Yeah, so here's the thing with the stockpiling of all these picks. The entire intention of doing so was the assumption that you would be using those picks to trade up to acquire, you know, a top flight quarterback. Well, that's becoming apparent that there's not going to be really anybody worth trading up for. So plan B, you use those picks and you go and get somebody. You have a home playoff game sitting there right in front of you for the taking.
It's a gift horse, man. Don't look it in the mouth, right?
Right.
I'm with you. I will quibble a smidge with the reason why they're stockpiling picks. I don't think they're stockpiling picks to move up and take a quarterback, because extra third-round picks ain't going to do it. If they were to move up and get a quarterback, you'd have to give up this year's first, next year's first, probably a second. And so you want as many picks as possible to then backfill your roster after you've given up all that capital to take a quarterback. Like, giving up a third-round pick or a second-round pick ain't going to be enough to move up. And just look at what the Bills had to do to move up, the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. Like, it takes considerable draft capital to do that. But your point is still sound regardless. You're not going to take a quarterback, I don't think, in the first round. If you gave me truth serum today and said, what do you think? Percentage chance of them taking a quarterback in the first round. It would have been damn near 100% coming into the year. It's probably below 30% right now. Yeah. They're going to be picking in the middle of the draft or in the early 20s the way they always are. None of these quarterbacks are playing all that great. And here's the thing. If you give up a third round pick to get a wide receiver, you can sign that guy to a longer-term deal. If it's Jacoby Myers, whose contract's up at the end of the season, or Rashid Shaheed, whose contract's up at the end of the season, you give up a draft pick for one of those guys, you could wind up having that guy for the next 4 or 5 years. And what were you going to use that third-round pick on anyhow? Probably a wide receiver. So I don't mind it. I want to give Rodgers ammunition. I want to take advantage of what is historically a down AFC North. You got a 2-game lead on the Ravens. You got a winnable game coming up against the Chargers. They got a losable game coming up against the Vikings. Find a way to win the damn division. Get Rodgers another playmaker. The Ravens are loading up. We'll tell you more about that coming up next. Your thoughts on what the Steelers need to do with the deadline, 412-928-9370. Texters are writing in saying that there's a flu bug going around. Yeah, I didn't feel great last night, but there's no door and I couldn't call off. I feel like crap. I'm spiraling.
You could have let me host the show. Ah, that's worse than not showing up, though.
That's right. Well, the Steelers sure were good on Sunday for all 5 quarters. Your thoughts on the deadline coming up next. Trey Essex, Super Bowl 40 champion, to tell us how his weekend went with the guys and to break down the Steelers' victory over the Colts. We'll get his thoughts as well on what the Steelers need to do with the deadline. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. I feel terrible. I'm under the weather. Doran's not here. Nicholas Harry Callis doesn't know how many periods there are in hockey games. I got my ass whooped by Southside Jake in our trivia game, and I missed an obvious joke by Jeff Hathorn that went over my head, and people on the text line said that's what happens when your short things go over your head. So things are great. We'll see if Trey Essex can save the show coming up in 10 minutes. Trey was in town this weekend as the Super Bowl 40 team was honored, so I want to hear how his weekend went, maybe get some stories from the good old days, and then break down Steelers-Colts with a guy who breaks it down better than most. So that's coming your way in 10 minutes. In the meantime, it is trade deadline day. Division rival Cincinnati trades Logan Wilson to the Cowboys. That defense is historically bad. They fired Lou Anarumo this offseason. He clearly wasn't the problem. The Colts have the second-best record in the NFL. He's their DC. And the Bengals' defense, if it's possible, is worse this year than it was last year. They scored 15 points, recovered an onside kick, all within a minute of play, to take the lead against Chicago, and they gave up one of the most laughable touchdowns of all time to Colston Loveland. And now you take one of their two good players off the defense. So that's good news. He goes to Dallas. That doesn't really affect the Steelers. And I think Dallas is screwed either way. That was the least watchable Monday Night Football game of the year last night. I had zero interest in Cardinals Cowboys. My God. But Dallas stinks. So go ahead. Take Logan Wilson. Now the Steelers will put up 50 on Cincinnati. But the bigger news is last night, the Ravens made a trade. They're acquiring edge rusher Jermont Jones from the Tennessee Titans for a conditional fifth-round pick. Jones has 19 pressures. The Ravens' leading pressure guy has 12 on the season. So they just upgraded their pass rush significantly. Jones has 4.5 sacks the last four games. The Ravens have only 11 sacks on the season. That's second fewest in the NFL. They haven't been able to get any pressure whatsoever, so they've upgraded. The reason I'm telling you this is, come on, Pittsburgh. Let's go. Come on, Omar. Make a move. I like Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You need more. Jaylen Waddle potentially could be had. The Dolphins, they fired their GM last week. They could be in the midst of a fire sale. He'd be the big fish. Are you willing to part with a premium draft pick to get him? Are you willing to pay that guy? Those would be the questions. Rashid Shaheed of the New Orleans Saints. He's having a really good season. Adam Schefter reports it would cost a third-round pick to get him. That might be a little too pricey, but you got to keep up with Baltimore. Or I'll put it this way. You got to keep them in your rearview mirror. Other names that could be available. Jacoby Myers. Deebo Samuel. Go get a guy. Help Rodgers. Win the division. The Steelers didn't go for broke this offseason in the moves that they made. I mean, they gave up a premium pick for DK Metcalf. They paid him a lot of money. But apart from that, they didn't part from draft picks. But a lot of people use the verbiage, oh, the Steelers are going all in. They really didn't. They kind of should now, though, shouldn't they? As circumstances change, so too should the philosophy. So too should the plan. And when the Steelers entered this season trying to give themselves their best chance to win a playoff game in a darn near decade, they probably didn't think Baltimore would stink, be sitting here at 3-5. Well, they do. They probably didn't think the Chiefs would be on the outside looking in of a playoff spot. They probably didn't think the Bills' defense, apart from Sunday, would look as porous as it's looked. They probably didn't figure that they'd beat the two top teams in the conference, the Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts. All these things are true. All these things have happened. If you weren't all in before, go all in now. I wouldn't give up a third-round pick for Rashid Shaheed. I might give up a second for Jaylen Waddle. What do you think? 412-928-9370. You were kind of, air quotes, all in this offseason. Now you're in a better position than you thought you'd be in. Go for broke. Help the quarterback. Add a wide receiver, 412-928-9370. We'll get Trey Essex's thoughts on that and more coming up next. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 57, low of 37. Tomorrow, we hit the 60s, partly cloudy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.